Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
7:14. Hey, today it's going to be high 36. Light the fire at home. It's going to be a cold one out there again. Spring's over, or fall, or whatever it was that we experienced oddly last week. And we're welcoming back to the show right now, friends that join us each week this half hour. It's Joe and Cindy Farini, and they join us for My Marriage Matters. This week, we are going to talk about making your marriage matter through the holidays and communicating well. But first, I wanted to see, Cindy, if you had any quick comments you want to add in from our conversation last half hour about Joey.
Well, we have one other thing first.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. My mom gave me a letter this morning.
Well, it wouldn't have been right for me to make you wait.
Oh, you're a little echoey, Mom. Is the radio on in the background?
Oh, you know what? No, I don't think so.
Oh, it sounds like you're in like a tunnel.
Maybe she is.
I know.
Are you in a tunnel, Mom?
No. You know what? We even do this in our bedroom because we have more cushion and carpeting than in our kitchen, which sounds like an echo. Is it still echoey?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me move
that's
away.
Okay.
I'll move away from Dad a little bit.
That's
here.
Better.
That's much better. There you go.
That's what it is.
Okay,
thanks.
He was having a little trouble with his whatever that thing, those earbud things. Anyway, so the only comment I would have, I have so many. We wrote Unexpected Journey to help other families with children and even caring for adult children with special needs. And, you know, Brian, first of all, we were so blessed when you asked us to come over and invited Joey to join us. And we have had a few people in our life who have done that. I would say more often than not, people don't. And I would say sometimes we would just like for it to be our choice because sometimes we'd like to get away by ourselves. When we didn't bring Joey to your home, we felt like we really wanted to get to know you and your family first. And sometimes Joey can complicate things a little bit if he, you know, wants to stand by the door because for whatever reason he wants to go home. And we didn't want to have to feel like, oh, you know, Joey's wants to go home. Not that he's unhappy. It's maybe he's uncomfortable. He doesn't know what to do with the surroundings. So, you know, we were so blessed by that. And we have many people in our family and very close friends who welcome Joey, but I would say on a whole, our invitations have been very few and far between that have included Joey, but we sure like when people do, and then we have the choice to say, well, we need to bring him or we can't come because he's not invited, you know, so we like that opportunity to make that choice.
And I think we should set aside some time for a special conversation with you guys about that more in detail, because I think that's something we need to continue talking about. It's so important to you guys and to us as a team here. So
we'd love to.
And I mean, honestly, it ties directly to the idea of communication, just being open about these kind of things. And I would imagine that this time of year, communication for family plans even gets complicated for you guys, right?
Sometimes I think it does for everybody because it's such a busy time of year, and women traditionally are already doing what they normally do, and then you have the pile on of all of the prep for Thanksgiving and generally all of the preparation for Christmas. Joe and I were talking last night about one or two, maybe that's it, in our life that we've known that where the men have really jumped in and been like a big part of it or have done all of the Christmas festivities. But I would say for the most part, women add on an awful lot to the holidays between now and the beginning of January.
What do you mean by that? The women add on activities or what?
Well, you know, I'm the one who does the Christmas letter, which I love doing. This is not a complaint. It's just a fact. You know, I do most of the Christmas shopping. I'm sorry. I do all of the Christmas shopping.
Yeah, Dad's like only been in the mall once a year. He's always like, this place is huge. Like, so it hasn't changed. Has it ever changed?
So, you know, I think a lot of the responsibility of the events of the holidays, the company, all the things that surround it, the decorating. We all decorate around here. Dad and I certainly do that together. And as a family, we did it when you girls were home. But I would say primarily in the people that I know in my life, most of it is what the women do. And I feel like there's some things that maybe could be communicated between husband and wife that would also be an example to other people that would help during the holidays.
Yeah. So what are women not telling their men about some of the stress in the holidays here? It sounds like is that part of the communication you're talking about, that there's just stress and no one talks about it?
Well, yes, I think so. And I think kind of the idea that I had when we brought up this topic was, one, how to be supportive of each other in your marriage, but then also how to be an example, because, you know, people are looking at all of us as Christians, and when they see that we have hopefully uniquely mastered the holidays, then we're their example, as opposed to getting totally frustrated and overwhelmed and overloaded with everything that you know, we have going on. So I guess, you know, for me personally, I would just say, you know, people are watching us. We want to be a good example. And, you know, how will Joe and I communicate to each other in kind and thoughtful ways so that we can be an example to our children, that we can be an example to other people around us? And I guess, you know, I'm thinking Joe's going to maybe do it a little bit in more the public arena, but I'm thinking of it more privately, even at home. Just having, you know, nice tones to our voices and nice and you know, talking nice and being helpful and being thoughtful about how much the wife is adding to her already busy schedule in these holidays, which, you know, there's a lot of things that you add on, places you go, people you have in your home, gifts, mail, it goes on and on. So I will just say, you know, I think my husband is very helpful, and I'm thankful for that. But I'm not sure that everybody always pays attention to, you know, what their spouse is doing and what help they might need, or for that matter, maybe what encouragement by way of communication, what kind of communication or, excuse me, encouragement might they need to just kind of, one, get through the holiday, and then more importantly, get through it and be happy at the end of it.
Joe, Cindy indicated that you have some things you want to be sure we know about tied to our kind of our public communication around the holidays.
Right. Well, definitely. You know, our actions always speak louder than words, don't they? And, you know, absolutely. And as Cindy said, you know, this is during the holidays, we're just adding another dimension to their already busy schedule. And our guys, you know, as men, we need to be stepping up to come alongside our ladies and help wherever we can. And I think one of the things we need to be mindful of as husbands is that we need to come alongside and serving them as Christ loves the church. And to keep in mind that, you know, from Matthew 11, 28 through 30, Jesus talked about, you know, if you come to Jesus, I'll make your load lighter. I am, for those who are weary and heavy laden, not to say that our wives are always weary and heavy laden, but during the holidays, it gets kind of heavy out there. And he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And well, I think one of the benchmarks a husband can use to determine if his words or his actions are either being nice or naughty to his wife would be to ask yourself the question, would your wife say of you that you are gentle and humble in heart? And that can be done either in a public setting or in your home. Mm-hmm. As husbands, you know, we need to be asking ourselves the question all the time, but especially during the holidays. And I think one of the things we need to be mindful of also is that we just need to make it a priority to work as a team. You know, even if your wife doesn't tell you or ask you to do anything, particularly around the house, if you see something that needs to be done, just get up and do it. You know, just do it. I mean, this is just part of the sacrificially loving your spouse as Christ loves the church.
And go ahead, Dad. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, from your child's perspective, saying me, I remember, like, my dad would see a need and do it without my mom having to ask, like vacuuming. I think from a woman's perspective, when we're inviting people into our home, we want it to look a certain way. And I think my mom's that way, and I know I'm that way now. Thanks, Mom, for that. And so when I would see my dad go out of his way right away to vacuum or to dust without having to be asked, I saw, oh, like, that's normal. But I don't think it is normal. So to create that normal for your family where your wife feels like loved in the acts of service, even if your wife's love language isn't service, I'm telling you, it's a win.
You score some big points by doing that all the time. And I think guys just need to be willing and not be reluctant to just ask the question, you know, what can I do to help you today? Or, you know, for fear of what they might say. But, you know, the reality is that you will most likely be surprised by what your wife will say to you. And it's the little things, as Kathleen was saying. It's the vacuuming, it's the dusting, it's the maybe getting the kids ready for bed at night and folding the towels. I mean, very rarely will your wife say something like, can you do some concrete finishing work for me around the house? I mean, it's not going to happen. No, but it's the little things that are just so meaningful and so helpful to do around the house.
Now, Cindy, would you want help in the kitchen, or is that just kind of going to make it more complicated for you?
Well, I think it depends what we're doing. I mean, I think, you know, I would probably rather just be in the kitchen, especially now that we've moved. The kitchen's a lot smaller, so we do find that where we used to be able to empty the dishwasher together, one of us only now can empty it. So we're learning our new routine and our dance, if you will, in this new house. But, you know, I would say if I had certain things, like Dad's usually the one who makes the ice, and Dad's usually the one who will get out certain things that will go on the counter so that we can have our usual buffet.
So things you can't mess up, Mom. You can do the ice and bring out the butter, get the cups out, fold the napkins in half.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. If somebody is doing the things that they can do, that you can then do the preparation of making gravy,
right?
You know, then that also helpful. It's all those little things. If you start adding up all those things, you know, some people don't do hospitality because they realize how much work it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad and I both, we love being able to have people in our home. We hope that we can do this for a really long time. But if either one of us weren't really cooperative with each other, we probably wouldn't want to do it, because if I did every single thing on my own, I mean, to set up for Thanksgiving usually takes a couple of days. And then, of course, you know, you make the meal and then you eat and you're done in 20 minutes. You know?
Right.
So it takes a lot of work. And having your husband give you words of appreciation and thankfulness and blessing and being gracious as you do the preparation is so nice. I mean, if Dad just sat and watched television the whole time I was getting ready for company, I probably wouldn't have company very often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be around the house.
Oh, man. Well, hey, you guys, time flies when we're having fun here. It's 7:31. We've been having a great conversation this week with Joe and Cindy Farini. They join us between 7 and 7:30 every Monday. They've been talking about communicating well on the holidays. And since we won't talk to you until after Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving, you two.
Oh, well, thank you.
You
and your
you.
Family as well.
And folks can find you right on Facebook, My Marriage Matters, and then joefarini.com and cindyfarini.com, correct?
That's right. Thank you so much.